Lesson 5. Rules of Mim Sakina. Mim is among the letters whose makhraj is between the lips. Therefore, when referring to the rules applying to Mim Sakina, the word shafawi, meaning labial, is used to distinguish the rule from that of Nun Sakina. There are three rules which apply to Mim Sakina. These are idgham shafawi, ikhfa shafawi, and izhar shafawi. Idgham shafawi. When mim sakina is followed by another mim, it is merged into the second letter, which takes on a shadda, indicating idgham. Ghunna must be observed for two counts while the lips remain closed. For example,
fi qulubihim marad at'amahum min ju' wa amanahum min khawf.
Ikhfa shafawi. If the letter ba should follow mim sakina, the mim is concealed by it and ghunna is retained. The lips should not be completely closed during ghunna here to avoid making the mim evident. Examples are as follows.
Tarmihim bihijara. Innakum ba'da dhalik. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ.
Once Nun Sakina or Tanween has been turned into Mim according to the rule of Iqlab, it becomes subject to the rule of Ikhfa Shafawi, as described above. Izhar Shafawi. When Mim Sakina is followed by any letter other than Mim or Ba, it is pronounced with Izhar, that is, distinctly and separately and without Ghunna. Special emphasis is given to izhar when the following letter is fa or waw, since they both emerge close to the makhraj of mim and must be distinguished clearly from ba, which causes ikhfa. Some examples follow.
Lam yakun alam nashrah la'allakum ta'qilun yansurkum wa yuthabbit. بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا.
You may practice rules of Mim Sakina with Surah Ali Imran, verse 152.